All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's get real. Life can be a beautiful whirlwind of chaos sometimes, right? We're juggling jobs, relationships, family, hobbies, and trying to squeeze in some self-care along the way. But here's the thing. Without healthy boundaries, it's easy to feel like we're constantly giving out without recharging. Think about it. Ever felt like a walking yes machine? You say yes to every request, even when your plate is already overflowing. Or maybe you find yourself constantly checking emails or texts, even late at night. You know that feeling when your energy is drained and you just want to curl up in a ball of exhaustion? It's time to talk about setting those healthy limits. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-care with a focus on boundaries. We're talking about carving out space for yourself, saying no without feeling guilty, and prioritizing your own well-being. Why? Because taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like that oxygen mask on an airplane. Put yours on first before you can help others. All right, let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to setting healthy limits and embracing self-care. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that truly matter to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, getting enough sleep, or simply having some quiet time to recharge? Figure out those non-negotiables, the things that bring you joy and make you feel fulfilled. 2. Learn to say no, with grace. Saying no is not a dirty word. It's actually a powerful tool for protecting your time and energy. Remember, it's okay to decline requests if they don't align with your priorities or if you simply don't have the bandwidth. Practice saying no in a polite but firm way. Think, thank you for thinking of me, but I unfortunately won't be able to make that work right now. 3. Prioritize self-care. It's not a luxury. Self-care is not about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are awesome. It's about intentionally making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, practicing yoga, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 4. Set boundaries with technology. Ever notice how our phones can suck up hours of our day? It's time to reclaim your attention. Set boundaries around screen time. Put down the phone during meals, designate tech-free zones in your home, and schedule regular breaks from social media. 5. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Let others know what you need and expect. If you need quiet time to focus, say so. If you prefer not to answer calls after a certain hour, set those expectations. Open communication is key to establishing healthy boundaries and preventing misunderstandings. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was that superwoman type, always saying yes to everything, volunteering for every project, and putting everyone else's needs before her own. Sound familiar? She felt constantly overwhelmed, drained, and resentful. Then, she started setting boundaries. She learned to say no to extra commitments, blocked out time for self-care, and communicated her needs more clearly. It wasn't always easy, but it made a world of difference. Sarah found herself feeling more energized, focused, and truly happy. You see, setting healthy limits isn't about being selfish, it's about creating space to thrive. When you prioritize your well-being, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges, show up fully for the people you love, and pursue your passions with joy. So, my friends, remember, take care of yourself first. You deserve it. This week, challenge yourself to set one small boundary. Maybe it's saying no to an extra meeting, taking a 30-minute walk in nature, or simply silencing those notifications for an hour. Take that step towards protecting your peace and watch how much it transforms your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And let me know what healthy boundaries you're setting, tag me on social media or leave a comment below. Together, we can create a world where self-care is celebrated, not stigmatized. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.